Massachusetts' leading business groups are calling on Governor Baker to send the budget back to the legislature with amendments. And the main issue? Health care. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more on their reaction.
First, a little background. The governor has been going back and forth with employers since the beginning of the year, saying the state can't afford to insure all the workers who are dropping or getting dropped from their employer plans. Finally, last month, Baker's people reached a deal with leading business groups. They agreed to pay a fee for employees who get free or subsidized coverage through the state, which would raise $200 million a year. Baker agreed to cut state spending on health care and make some insurance changes that would lower premiums for everyone. Baker asked the legislature to include his fairly complex package in this year's budget. But he sent it in just a few weeks ago, with no time for hearings or public review. Senator Karen Spilka says that's why virtually all of it was rejected.
At a moment when we are rightly horrified by the lack of transparency in the health care debate on the national level, we must stick to our principles and ensure such an important proposal goes through the proper process.
The legislature did keep two pieces of the governor's deal with employers. Lawmakers agreed to delay an unrelated business cost, an increase in unemployment insurance, and they'll vote today on that $200 million fee for businesses whose workers enroll in Medicaid or subsidized insurance through the connector. John Hurst, president of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, is one of several business groups calling on Governor Baker to send the budget back and add the whole original deal with employers as an amendment.
If it doesn't go as a package, arguably that assessment on employers looks a lot more like a tax.
Baker has argued that this assessment really just replaces an employer fee that business groups agreed to back in 2006 when the state passed its landmark health coverage law. Rick Lord, president of the 4,000-member Associated Industries of Massachusetts, says employers are already doing their share by providing increasingly expensive health insurance to employees.
It feels to us that the employers are the only one who got a piece of the shared responsibility this time around in the form of a new assessment without any of the other stakeholders being asked to pony up.
There is relief among some that the legislature rejected any changes to MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program. Brian Rossman is with Healthcare for All.
It's a really vital part of our safety net. You know, people in Massachusetts, there's a big gap in income. A lot of people are very low income, and they'll continue to be able to get their health coverage.
A spokesman for the governor says Baker will continue to push for changes like those he negotiated with business leaders, but did not say if that meant returning the budget with amendments. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.